This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with Andrew Filippone. He does afternoons in Pittsburgh. We would play this off as live, but he is on the air right now. Wanted to catch up with him to get his thoughts on the Pittsburgh Steelers as the Steelers are out here making moves.
Carrington, these aren't your same old Steelers. They used to draft and then keep the guys they drafted and then win or lose with the guys they drafted. Now they're managing their team like you did on Madden Football when Michael Vick was on the cover. Do you remember that game?
I do remember that.
Unstoppable. That's what this has become here, where we get trades that, like, you put up, and sometimes they get rejected by the computer on that game. That's what's happening in real life with the Steelers.
All right, so let's start here, because you're right. This is a very un-Steelers-like offseason. What do you make of it? What is the fan reception of how the Steelers are moving this offseason?
Well, look, fans love big names. And when you haven't won a playoff game since 2016, and now here comes a four-time MVP, and he's winning the media tour, going on McAfee, doing his first press conference, that gets people revved up. You're bringing in names like DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey that people recognize. So to the casual football fan, I think that it gets them charged up for the season. Now, my personal opinion is that we shouldn't confuse their activity with getting results. Like, I don't think that they're really close at all to being a contender in the AFC. So they've done a lot, but I think in the end it's going to mean very little, Carrington, because they're going to win 8 or 9 games again this year. And whether they had made this Ramsey trade or signed Aaron Rodgers, that's where they would have been with or without those moves. So that is same old Steelers. They will be a middle-of-the-pack team in 2025 again.
That's interesting to hear you say that, because I tweeted out right when I saw the move to go pick up Jalen Ramsey. I'm not sure if the Steelers are going to be good, but they're certainly going to be interesting. I'm not fully comparing them to this team, but it does remind me of, it feels like a decade ago, whenever Philly had that dream team. They just had a collection of 4 or 5 guys that you heard of, and obviously that team didn't really materialize into what people thought they were going to be. You're right. There's a lot of sizzle with a lot of these moves. I'm not really sure if there's a lot of stake behind them.
Well, these guys are in their 30s, and in the case of the quarterback, he's 41 years old. And there's just absolutely no track record of guys at that age playing great football, unless we're talking about Tom Brady. So that's the big hang-up here. Hey, you know, you go probably 53-man roster and compare, I would say they're probably better on paper than Cincinnati. But guess what? I don't think they'll be better than the Bengals this year, because the Bengals have Joe Burrow and the Steelers don't. And I saw what that movie looked like in Week 18 last year. So that's the issue. I mean, you can make all these moves, and you can bring in all these big names and maybe prospective Hall of Famers in the case of Jalen Ramsey, and definitely with Aaron Rodgers. But at the end of the day, where is it really going to get the Steelers? You know, you could say on one hand you give them credit for trying, Carrington. They're trying to be good. But that doesn't get you much in the NFL. What gets you a lot sometimes is being really, really bad and getting quarterbacks with those bad picks or franchise-altering players because your team was bad. And this team just doesn't seem like they're willing to do that. So instead, they're going to do this year-by-year thing where they try to patchwork it and get everything to gel together with old players and mercenary players. And we'll see how it goes. But I can tell you, I'm not very optimistic that we'll see the Steelers win their first playoff game since Chris Boswell kicked all those field goals in Kansas City back in 2016.
Right now, we're joined by Andrew Filippone. He does afternoons in Pittsburgh talking about the big
moves. Think about that, Carrington. The last time we won a playoff game, Alex Smith was your quarterback. Think about that. Mahomes wasn't even on the roster. Travis Kelce said the referee worked at Foot Locker. That's the last time the Steelers won a playoff game.
Pony, I've actually tried to forget those memories, and Chiefs football really just started in the last 5 years. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I do. I do. I get that.
Pony, I guess maybe to back up just a little bit here. A lot of these moves to me just kind of scream that maybe there is some worry with the coach and the general manager. Because you're right. These are a lot of moves that look good. You and I are not necessarily sure how well they're going to translate. It seems to me like there has been a directive from ownership. Hey, you guys need to win a playoff game this year. This is a roster that's good enough to possibly win a wild card game. I don't think this roster is good enough to do anything past that.
Well, they would need the exact right situation to win a wild card game. And people here have said repeatedly, well, what if they play the AFC South team in the first round? Okay, great. I mean, C.J. Stroud beat Justin Herbert last year in San Diego, I mean, L.A., had the number one defense in the NFL. So I wouldn't say that that's an easy thing. When they went to Houston 2 years ago, they got absolutely destroyed by the Texans. So that's one thing that people like to bring up and say, oh, well, maybe they'll be the fifth seed that gets to play the AFC South winner. I don't think there's any pressure in that way from ownership whatsoever. I think the owner is obsessed with Mike Tomlin. I think he feels like Mike Tomlin is the best thing to maybe ever happen to the Steelers, maybe even more so than Roethlisberger in the last 20 years. And I think Mike has incredible power and control. And I think the GM basically does his bidding. And I think Mike wants to win again. So that's why Mike pulled the plug early on Kenny Pickett. That's why he went with the Russell Wilson and Justin Fields two-pronged approach last year. And when those guys didn't win him a playoff game, he ended up casting his lot with a 41-year-old guy who beat him in the Super Bowl 15 years ago. So I think Tomlin's putting that pressure on himself. But that pressure, Carrington, comes with absolutely zero repercussions and no consequences whatsoever. Let's say it doesn't work. It blows up in their face. They go 6-11 this year. There's zero chance Mike Tomlin would get fired.
Right now, we're talking to Andrew Filippone, getting his thoughts on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I actually didn't mind the Jalen Ramsey trade when I first saw it. I was assuming that they had traded a fifth-round pick and that they were going to eat a substantial amount of the contract. To see that they gave up Minka Fitzpatrick was very surprising. Why do you think Pittsburgh let go of Minka Fitzpatrick? Because the perception is that he's one of the best safeties in the league.
Yeah, and they tried to say that, but you're right. Their actions now say otherwise. And they're already out trying to convince Steelers media that it was Minka Fitzpatrick who was the weakest link on defense, that their communication issues at times, guys being open, broken plays were his fault. And here's the thing about that situation, not to go too inside football for you guys, but the dilemma here last year was that they basically had him playing like he was a center fielder, like he was Carlos Beltran with his cleats in the warning track to start every play. And that's what he did. And he was nowhere near the line of scrimmage. That jack of all trades, run around and kind of use your football instincts and IQ to make plays like Troy Polamalu did here for so many years and Minka did here early in his career. He wasn't allowed to do that in this defense. And so I think he looked at that as a slap in the face. And I think their thought is, hey, if we're just going to have a free safety play that deep, there's probably 50 guys who could do that. We don't need to pay a safety $20 million a year to line up in our defense and do that. So my personal opinion on it is there's blame to go both ways. I think he's lost a step. I don't think he is the player he was 2 or 3 years ago. But I also think that the Steelers' defense just poorly utilized him last year, and we didn't see him. I mean, he went 20 games without an interception, or it might have been 25 games. I mean, he'd made no big difference-making plays. He was the last line of defense for them, and you could sign a safety for $5 million to play that way if you want.
Last couple of questions here, Pony. Let's start with the trade to go pick up Jonnu Smith. I like this move a lot to get Aaron Rodgers another security blanket. You got Pat Freiermuth. You pair him with Jonnu Smith. I mean, you at least are trying to give Aaron Rodgers some weapons there. You go get DK Metcalf. I like Jalen Warren at running back. I like the weapons that Pittsburgh has.
I think they're okay. I mean, I think the Metcalf deal was obviously massive because of the draft capital they gave up for one, and then the contract extension they gave him. So they clearly view him as a number one wide receiver. I think he's better than George Pickens. He's clearly more dialed in and focused on his job than Pickens, and he isn't going to blow up and turn himself into a distraction on a monthly basis like Pickens did. So you did upgrade there. Now, the next question becomes, if this really was an all-in season, and if Mike Tomlin really is this guy who gets players to buy in, well, then why didn't they just go with George Pickens for 1 year and have Pickens and Metcalf as your receivers and have Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth as your tight ends? You do that, and I actually think people would say, hey, at least on paper the Steelers have, from a weapon standpoint, one of the better offenses in the NFL. Instead, they wait until at draft to trade Pickens. So I was in favor of that deal, Carrington, but I think actually now, I think there's more room to criticize that. Because they're clearly putting all of their, they're obviously pushing all their chips to the middle of the table here on this season. If you were going to do that, why wouldn't you at least see if Pickens could keep his head screwed on straight for a season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A contract year from him. So I think that becomes the question. Jonnu Smith put up huge numbers last year because the Dolphins' offensive line couldn't block, and they had quarterbacks that needed to get rid of the ball fast. So we'll see if that translates. We know that Arthur Smith, the OC, loves him because he played him in Tennessee, and then he traded for him in Atlanta. So that those guys have a love affair with each other. He's a nice player. He was fourth in receiving yards by a tight end last year. So now we'll see if they utilize two tight ends and basically only have one wide receiver this season.
Sometimes Vegas gets the over-unders perfectly correct. They have the Steelers right now at 8.5. There's not a lot of juice really on either side. I think this is a very fair bet. If I gave you a free $100 free play on FanDuel, you're taking the over or the under on Steelers 8.5?
Well, I'd bet the under. I'd 100% bet the under. And I just don't like the logic of, well, he's never had a losing season. As if what happened in 2009 or 2015 has any bearing on this season. And the other thing I don't agree with is this. Well, Aaron Rodgers has to make them better. If they won 10 games with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they have to win more than that with Aaron Rodgers. Well, Carrington, explain to me this. How did the Jets win more games with Zach Wilson than they did with Aaron Rodgers the following season? How does that make any sense? So I don't think it's a slam dunk that they're better with Aaron Rodgers. as per usual, the second half of their season is an absolute bear. They got to go to Detroit. They got to play Baltimore late. They got to play Cincinnati late. They got to play Buffalo. So I could see a hotter start. Hey, if it takes time for this offense to gel, they might lose some of these layup games early in the season, like the Jets game in week one on the road. So I'd say they're an 8-9 team right now. And we see the Tomlin streak snap, and the irony will be that it happened with one of the top 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time under center.
And that is our guy, Andrew Filippone, joining us on the show today, sharing the optimism and hope of another football season in Pittsburgh. Pony, I'm looking forward to catching up with you in week 7 when all of this falls apart.
Carrington, I'm looking forward to talking to you the next time the Royals have a weekend like the Pirates where they scored 30 runs in 3 games against the Mets. How long is it going to take Kansas City to score 30 runs? Are we going to see it by the time we get to July 31st?
You know what? All I'm hoping is that we get a chance to get Skeens here pitching at Kauffman Stadium. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. My mind has already started to make that shift to just random NFL hypotheticals, and I'm prepared to do that from now until like August 9th.
All right, Carrington. Good talk, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.